T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I would invite you to watch this show. You can see Johnny Mosley with his fancy, is that a Jerry cap?
This is, yeah.
Got the Huck and Prey thing on there.
What is it? What did I say? Oh, Jerry's.
Yeah. You explained the concept. I didn't know about Jerry's.
Jerry of the day
is something you can follow on Instagram. And Jerry is someone who's like, you know, dressed the part, maybe a little overdressed for the part, but is clearly a novice on the slopes or
poser. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not meant to be mean, but it's just, you know, if it's like if you do any sport, like if I go surfing, I'm a total Jerry.
Right.
Like I'm out there carrying my board wrong and, you know, I'm at the wrong part of the break. And
sure.
It's just,
there's all kinds of
little rules. Unless
you
do something a lot.
You don't know the etiquette of it.
And yeah, and the pros, you get a good laugh at it. So these guys started this site where people send in photos of different Jerrys. Like, for example, a big one is like wearing your helmet backwards.
Oh.
Or your goggles
upside down
or having a gap. You know, things that you don't know. You're like, oh, I don't know. This is how it goes.
Put the stuff on. What?
Or like one day I showed up to ski with my group at Alpine Meadows, and the guy had his boots on backwards, like the wrong feet. Yeah, and he didn't know. It was this thing. But it was funny. I took a picture, and I posted it to
the Jerry.
And so if you have funny pictures, then they'll pick it up. I actually did start a more friendly Instagram handle that I haven't populated yet. But I'm announcing this because I want to see their stuff. It's called Bay Area Jerry.
Oh,
and there's nothing on it yet, but my goal is to highlight Jerry's, because I'm considered like a Jerry, right? Because I grew up in the Bay Area and I'm a skier, a weekend skier, like a weekend warrior. But then I was able to kind of make it work, right?
Right. You're saying you weren't like, you know, born into it.
That's right. Luckily I started skiing very young, but I was a weekend skier. So I consider myself a Bay Area Jerry.
I see.
Like compared to the kids who grow up on the mountain, their, you know, family works at the mountain or they ski every day after school. And,
right. Descendants of skiers.
That's right. They tend to be the ones who, or their dads were in the Olympics. Like this.
Like
is,
your kids will never be Bay Area Jerrys because their dad was in the Olympics.
Kind of Bay Area Jerrys, though. Oh, they still go back and forth. So the reason I want to highlight the Bay Area Jerrys is because Veronica Bell, name check, who's a person who did the first backflip into Corbett's. She's actually from Marin County, grew up as a weekend skier in Squaw, went through the freestyle program, and now she's like super popular pro skier and did this amazing thing that just got 20 million impressions.
But she's a Bay Area Jerry.
She's a Bay Area Jerry, and that inspired me. So I started thinking about all the Bay Area Jerrys. For example,
Jerry was a totally new term for me.
Yeah. So Eileen Gu is a Bay Area Jerry, who we talked about yesterday. She's
going to
win
darling.
The Olympics in slopestyle. She's from the city.
For China.
For China, unfortunately. But but that's okay. And she had to do her thing. And so she could go for the U.S., long story. But there's a lot of Bay Area Jerrys. Even like Darren Rawls was originally from the East Bay. So I'm going to highlight Bay Area Jerry's accomplishments.
You when you say you haven't populated it yet, you mean
I just haven't posted anything.
Posts,
but
to
if
it.
You go and you have a post that you think has potential, just tag it, and then that might be my first post.
I just thought of it,
and I haven't wanted. I got the handle, and so I'm going to do Bay Area Jerry. Anyway, carry on. Yes, this is a.
So as I was saying, we invite you to check us out online at radioalice.com/watch. You can look in here and see the Jerry cap have on there.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of your thing now. Johnny Mosley sitting in for Vinny, who is sick a second day. Bryn is also out today. I mean, I am just, I just realized I've been touching my eye for the whole time that you were talking.
Oh, dollar.
I've touched my face.
Too late. Like, yeah,
come on, guys.
Here's your money.
It's
you
just put my 15 bucks in the pot.
Yeah,
you know, we'll
bucks,
buy breakfast
so you have
15,
with it. You have 15, 15 oh shots. God. All right.
So RadioAlice.com/watch. Vaughn is in there working really hard and, you know, getting it all together. Hey, Vaughn, when I hold up I have a picture later that I want to hold up to the camera. Do you zoom right in on it so people can see what? Okay, excellent. Right now, though, we're going to do the news. That's you, Johnny.
I love the news. This Radio Alice report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your pump on. Get your results your way. And download a free 3-day pass today.
A workout.
That's sweet.
Girl,
that's
look at that body.
I love that
Girl,
song.
Look at that body.
Hey, cue that up. Didn't you hear that? That means you cue up Party Rock.
I'm on it. I'm
now,
on it.
Brandon.
I'm on it.
Did you see the look on his face? That actually scared me.
I mean,
what a meanie.
We miss you, Brynn.
Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
I work out.
24-Hour Fitness.
Yep.
Okay, so that's me. Here we go.
Yeah, your turn.
Woo! Killing it. All right, so so I don't forget this one. Yes, I mean, obviously, what's your guess? Who breaks more plans than
I am definitely
men or women?
The person in my family that breaks more plans. I'm just going to say it's women.
Okay.
Like I just get to a point. I go, I don't want to. I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you're sick. Okay, hon. Great.
Yeah. That's actually a great point. Like. And that's what I'm getting at. That's why I'm even reading this story. I'm glad you brought that up. So let me just get some. More than 1 in 4 people admit they make plans with no intention of actually keeping them, according to a new survey.
I don't make them without intending to keep them. And I do try. I'm actually better about it now because I just say no to stuff up front.
Sure.
Where I used to just be like, oh, just because you're in my face, I'm going to say yes. And then later I'm going to figure out a way to not do it.
Right. So you say no, right?
You'll
cut it off at the pass?
I try to.
Yeah, you're pretty good about that, actually.
I'm pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, so... common excuses for bailing: our family thing came up, I'm feeling sick, and there's a crisis at work, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the most so men are more likely to bail on plans than
women. Is that so?
Yeah, men make it to 58% of things they agree to. Women make it to 63%.
Men only make it to 58% of things they agree to. Like, it's amazing anyone's married.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I
agreed
mean,
to marry her, but then, like, me and the guys were watching the game. It was like a Sunday, and I was like, oh, what time is it? Well, I'll just be a little late. And then I lost track of time, and oops.
I think, yes. I mean, oh my God, this is 99% of issues I have with my wife is that I am a poor planner, scheduler, all that stuff. And she will think it's intentional, but it's not. Like, I just, you know, I didn't calculate that was going to take that long, or... You know, I wanted it to take less. In my mind, I wanted it to take less, so I thought it would take less, but it wasn't reality.
I build in a little extra time when but it's not, I don't get that there's anything malicious or devious about it. I just don't think you're a great time manager.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of like saying, oh, I'm not good at that. When your kids, it's not an excuse. It's not something you can't get better
but
at.
But I know that you're,
just
that you try.
Yeah.
You know, you.
But that's not what I wanted to get at.
Okay.
I think one of the issues is that people are not allowed to or won't just say no.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. They always have to have an excuse. Like,
I can't because.
I can't because.
It's not, it can't be, no, thank you, I don't want to.
Or exactly.
But
and
I
always want to send that email.
I know.
No, I don't want to. I can't do it. And Malia, my better half, will always be like, you can't, you know, you gotta, there's.
You got
to
give
make
them a
something
reason.
Up, but you got to give them a reason. But I think that's 90% of it is nobody's allowed to just say, you know, no.
I have a girlfriend, and she told me years ago, no is a complete sentence.
That's
and it's
quote.
On the other person. If they ask why, you can say something like, I don't really want to get into it. You know, regrettably, mm-hmm. the answer remains no.
Right.
But it's but when you offer up an excuse, that opens up here's a solution for how we might be able to.
And then
that's why you
foresee that and you
that's
have to
That's when their
keep,
sales pitch starts.
Exactly. So then you have to keep like
keep
the
saying
excuse
no.
has to be airtight, which
and
takes a lot
is,
of thought.
Right. Yeah.
And then like by the time
you're lying. By the time you're
exactly,
done with it,
exactly.
you've spun an incredible tale
that's
about
right.
how you know you have experimental rats at your house and if they don't get their shots at the exact I mean, really? Now I'm a science lab.
And then there's the other excuse, then there's the other way, which people do is they just blank it.
just don't even answer.
Which is an do you see that as an that's an automatic no, right?
Yeah.
But
I've done
better,
that. If someone sent me an email, I don't want to, and I can't think of an excuse. I'm just like, I got a lot of emails that day. Click.
What's better, no response, or what would you rather hear? I don't want to, or just no response?
Well, I like to think I would want to hear I don't want to, but that is harsh. You know, like if I asked a friend, hey, I'm going to go to this, just, you know, it would be fine to say, no, that's not really up my alley or something. I guess I could handle that. But if someone just wrote no or blanked me, they're both kind of bad.
Well,
like, no.
But the tricky part about no is in the public sphere, if you say no, I don't want to, someone screenshots that, sends it to their buddy, and they're like, what a
bitch.
There you go. Okay. That's a problem. Go ahead. But
no,
guys,
I can't believe the guys only make 58%. They only make it to 58% of the things that they've agreed to.
That's interesting. Oh. Yeah. Okay. First of all, this is a story, and I feel like yesterday I was not paying attention.
But
there is snow coming to the Sierras.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yeah.
1 to 3 inches on Saturday, 1 to 3 inches on Sunday.
We may get a little rain here, is what I heard on Saturday. A little. Mm-hmm. Not like they're going to, I mean, supposedly it's going to snow.
Yeah. That's news.
It's great news.
That is huge.
It is.
It's been dry up there for a while. This coverage has actually been great. But anyway, I wanted to give some props. So get up to Tahoe.
Sure.
It's
going
to be good.
Do
yeah,
it.
That's cool.
That is a story.
That's a story. That was a story. It's been so dry that's a story.
Well, you know, all of February, there was no rain. And actually, we seemed on track to have a pretty damn good season.
This weather has been so beautiful. Holy smokes.
Yeah, too beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, everything's blooming in my yard. I'm like, oh.
The cherry blossoms.
Shouldn't you be careful?
Oh, yeah.
What if there's a freeze?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's beautiful. All right. This is a story I don't even want to do, but I feel like I should. I have a personal sort of, you know, angle to it. How much time do I have?
You have tons of time. You have 4 minutes.
The headline is, man pays $1,000 to get dog back after smash and grab in San Francisco. Okay. So, you know, smash and grab
Absolutely.
Is a common thing here.
They're saying there's 80 a day or more.
Like, I feel like I have clothes hanging in my car right now, like, you know, and I'm like, someone could smash and grab that, but I don't care. You kind of like, at some point, you don't care, right? If your computer's in there, then you're just being
Well,
dumb.
You should have taken your computer
taking
with you.
Taking your computer. You can't, I mean, if you get your computer stolen in your car, whatever.
Anybody who wants Johnny Mosley's clothes, by the way, they're down on the street here.
Exactly. But this is ridiculous. This guy smashed and grabbed in the Tenderloin and snagged a dog. Okay.
I would actually think a dog would be, I would think that would be a total deterrent, because even if you wanted to get something in the cart, the dog might bite you.
Right. That's actually a great point.
Maybe it was like a super friendly, like,
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Brandon, can you look up King Charles Spaniel looks like?
Yeah.
My guess is it's a little brown dog, and it's kind of like, you know.
Oh.
It's like sounds like a...
Well, I know what cocker spaniel looks like.
Yeah,
does it look
kind of
like
cute? It's really cute, yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. You know what it looks like? It looks like a cross between a cocker spaniel and a corgi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's got that really cute cocker spaniel face. Cocker spaniels have the cutest faces.
It looks expensive.
They can be nasty little bastards, though, cocker spaniels. Yeah. But it has sort of the long, low body of a... I guess a little taller than
it's
a corgi.
Cute.
Oh my God! Look how cute they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, doggies are so cute.
It does look like a dog that a woman would have, kind
Shut
of
up.
Like tucked in her
God,
in
stop
her.
It
tucked in her little.
Men like dogs
purse.
Too.
No, I love that dog. I'm a dog guy. I love it. Anyway, so it's a cute dog. That makes sense. It's not like a pit bull in there, a German Shepherd. So good point. Great point. And so, obviously, this guy and his girlfriend filed a police report, and they printed out 1,000 flyers. Some were stapled to trees, blah, blah, blah.
Right in the area?
In the area. People drove in to help him out. And then around 2:30 on Saturday, they got a call from a stranger who asked him for $1,000 in exchange for the dog.
I've got the dog. I'll give it to you for a grand.
That's right. Meeting spot. They met in the meeting spot. A guy showed up with the bag. I don't know if it was the guy. Wasn't really
a bag
clear.
Of money?
No. Well, no. With the dog in a bag.
Oh, the dog's in a bag. Oh,
and,
the poor dog.
And they exchanged, and that was it.
So they didn't bring the cops with them? They just said, yeah, we'll do it.
Well,
we want our dog back.
I don't think they brought the cops, because, and this is where I have a personal story for this.
Oh.
I don't think they brought the cops, and it's a bummer, because now this guy got away with it, but... So my brother's dog got stolen in front of a restaurant. Okay.
What kind of dog?
It's not a
purebred or something.
Yeah.
Just a nice dog.
Brown lab, but it's not
friendly, obviously.
Yeah, friendly dog. And he was devastated, right? Like, so brutal.
It's
have
his
I
dog.
Told this story before?
I don't believe you have.
And so we're trying to help him get it back. And anyway, he goes to the police and all that stuff. We end up getting surveillance cameras footage from around the way. And my other brother and I are watching the surveillance footage, and we see the dog being like run down with a guy and a girl. And we're like, we recognize the dude.
Wait, somebody you knew
yes.
took the dog
yes.
and ran it down the same street?
It was close to where it was, okay? And we're like...
That guy clipped our brother's dog.
That's right. That's right. I don't think he didn't know it was my brother's dog, but still, I mean...
Who takes a dog?
Who takes a dog?
Who
dude?
Steals someone's dog?
Idiot.
It's like stealing someone's kid.
Idiot.
Well, so, not exactly like that, but still.
Anyway, so we go to my bro, and we're like, you know, do we want to go to the cops and go to that? Or he's like, I just want the dog. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want that dog back.
I don't want no trouble.
So anyway, I call the guy, and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? And at first, I think I said, hey, I don't know how I put it, but I didn't know if you would fess up or not.
Right.
And so I said, I've got this. You know, it looks a lot like you. You know, this is what happened. This looks a lot like you. Tell us it's not. And he fessed up. Mm. And he's like, I know where it is. The dog had been transported to San Diego. He had been dating met some girl on Tinder and like.
And she was like, get that dog for me?
And stole the dog.
For her?
They stole the dog together and took it to San Diego. And so anyway, we negotiated a deal. My brother flew down there or drove or something. I can't remember. Got the dog back from this crazy woman, and we agreed not to, you know,
so
out
no
him.
Charges were pressed.
And I think some people, by this time, people had known, and then some people were mad that we didn't, you know, do that. And not, you know, but so, I mean, that's the thing is.
Right. You know what? Sometimes you just like, want the dog back,
right.
And you don't want to get into a whole hassle and, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And you hope that they learned their lesson about, you know, don't steal someone else's dog as the tearful reunion happens. They're like,
insane.
I caused this guy some pain.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
So anyway, that's why I read it. I think that because the cops are like, this, pay attention. This could be,
yeah.
This is a first case we've seen, but this is
this
well,
see, you
be
shouldn't
a
really
thing.
Be leaving your dog in the car anyway. I mean, cars heat up pretty fast. But
that's kind of interesting, yeah. Because you must have the window down a little bit, right?
You must have.
Or...
I don't know why
these hot days.
Sure.
So there's that.
Well, thank you, Johnny. What a fine job you've done on the news. We don't have time for text, so
okay.
I'll just give you a quick tease here.
Okay.
Coronavirus. Next.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.